Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 28th in News on the Edge. First of all, big thank you to everyone in the community who came out for the Halloween on Central event this latest Sunday on October 27th. The Edge and Grand Central partner on this event and work on it for 11 months to bring it the best possible open-air street festival to our community, and it did not disappoint. The weather was awesome. The costumes were fantastic. The kids, they just couldn't smile anymore. The adults, you could tell. It was a day that we really needed as a community. A few shout-outs. Chris Arnold, my co-manager of the event and executive director of the Grand Central District, along with our district coordinators, Danny and Justin. We couldn't do it without this fabulous team. Our title sponsor, Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and our diamond sponsor, T-Fiber, T-Mobile. Without these two key financing sponsors, we wouldn't be able to financially pull off this event. This is a huge event, a very expensive event to produce. We partner with both the City of St. Pete and Local Shops One. They each help in so many different ways to make sure the community has an amazing event. Special shout out to all the police, fire, EMS, the Parks and Rec, sanitation, city administration, and so many more that work really, really hard on helping us plan the event, and especially the day of activity that goes on. It's really from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on the management side of this event. Folks come noon to 5, have a blast, stay for a few hours, but this is a lot of work from before the sun is up and right before the sun goes down. Thank you also to all our amazing Day of volunteers. We had over 40 folks step up to help make the day a success across the 22 blocks of Central Avenue. Thank you to all our vendors and sponsors. You know, these businesses chipped in revenue that together helped finance the event so it could be provided free to the community. In addition to the revenue, many also had costumes, contests, games, activities, entertainment, activations, and shopping that really made this event a day of excitement and fun, just beyond your general kind of festivity. Thank you also to our amazing district board of directors. They support our efforts in the community year-round and really have stepped up behind this event and given us the tools we need to pull it off. Special shout-out to Radio St. Pete. They support the Edge District year-round with our News on the Edge segment and have been providing the music and vibe at the East End entrance of the festival the last few years. You guys are awesome. We love you. If I forgot anyone, my apologies. I am suffering from Halloween brain today, but know that I recognize your efforts and we are excited to begin planning soon for Halloween on Central 5. Got to think of some theme that kind of goes with that. We'll see. My brain, again, is not as fast as it typically is. Some events that are coming up. 6 years of Sans. So Sans Market on Friday, November 8th at 7:30 is doing a fundraiser for their store recovery. Many of you may know they had a part of their roof peeled back and much of their a lot of their inventory was destroyed. And so Friday, November 8th at 7:30, go by Sans Market, show your love for a local business. November 13th is the Good Burger Awards at the Floridian Social. If you've not participated with that chamber event, it is fantastic and recognizes so many people doing such good things across St. Pete. The Mezzo Market is back again in November, so November 23rd. Circle that on your calendar. It's going to be a great shopping day. The weather is typically amazing then, and it's going to be from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. along Baum Avenue, 11th Street. And just a great day to come out and explore the community and always see our brick and mortars in the Edge District. November 13th and 14th, Amplify Women's Summit. They are so resilient. They've had to move the event twice because of the hurricanes, but that's going to be November 13th and 14th. It's called Amplify Women's Summit. It's at Coastal Creative. And last but not least, there's so many galas and fundraisers that have had to been reset because of the storms. Make sure you schedule to attend their new dates. Nonprofits are a main ingredient of the St. Pete spirit and need our support more than ever. Reminder, a couple new businesses in the Edge, Floyd's 99 Barbershop, Cafe Copa with breakfast and lunch. And just any day now, we've got also Bar Mezzo coming, Craft Cocktails. Sweetgreen Restaurant, fabulous fresh food, pure green acai bowls in the old where Cecilia Sweets was at, Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant Bar at Moxie, and last but not least, our public parking garage coming Q1 of next year. So we're going to double the number of spaces to park in the Edge, and we just want everyone to get here whatever way they can. A couple last shout-outs. The recovery is coming along quickly in several aspects of our lives, but many businesses and residents, it's going to take much longer. Keep your eyes out for folks that need help and pitch in. 15th Street Farm, right outside of the Edge District, is hosting several hurricane recovery fundraisers and efforts. Look them up on their Facebook page under 15th Street Farm. Reminder, eat local, drink local, spend local. Enjoy a meal out, sit down, quick serve, takeout, delivery, whatever it is. 36 places to eat or drink in the Edge, with several new places opening soon. Shop small, shop for the holidays, shop for the community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, and identity. Edge District is along Central Avenue from 16th Street to 9th Street and First Avenue to First Avenue. So come out, enjoy us, edgedistrict.org. Take care.